Chinese President Xi Jinping has hailed the role of the armed forces in disaster relief. The president is currently visiting the flood-hit Anhui province. He's called on the People's Liberation Army to continue rescue operations while helping out with post-disaster reconstruction. At least 1.2 million PLA personnel have been deployed in 17 provinces after heavy rains triggered flooding across a wide area of southern China. Chinese authorities say the country's status in the global manufacturing industry will remain firm amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Ministry of Commerce spokesperson Gao Feng says China's been the world's largest exporter of goods for 11 consecutive years. China has a complete industrial system and is the only country in the world that has all the industrial categories in the International Standard Industrial Classification of the United Nations. Foreign direct investment into the Chinese mainland expanded by nearly 16% year-on-year in July. China and Indonesia have launched a fast lane arrangement to facilitate personnel exchanges. The arrangement is aimed at ensuring pandemic prevention, maintaining the flow of industrial and supply chains, and helping the economic recovery of China and Indonesia. The announcement comes as part of a meeting between Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his Indonesian counterpart in Hainan Province. Wang Yi says China supports enterprises cooperating with Indonesia in vaccine research and application. He also says China is ready to work with ASEAN countries to ensure the signing of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement within the year and an early conclusion of a code of conduct in the South China Sea. Delta Airlines will add two more weekly flights between China and the United States starting August 24th. Both flights are bound for Shanghai via Seoul from Seattle and Detroit. The move is aimed at meeting increasing customer demand. Delta was the first U.S. airline to resume passenger flights between China and the United States in June, following a temporary suspension because of the COVID-19 pandemic. A recent poll shows that over half of Japanese companies want the Tokyo Olympic Games to be canceled or postponed again. In an online survey by Tokyo Shoko Research, 53.6% of the firms voted against holding the sporting event from July 23rd to August 8th next year. Japan suffering a second wave of COVID-19 infections. New confirmed cases increased by over 300 in Tokyo on Thursday. The president of the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee said the Olympic Games, which have already been delayed for a year, could not be held if the pandemic situation doesn't improve. Mali's National Committee for the Salvation of the People says that land and air borders of Mali will reopen on Friday. The country's new governing body says all security measures have been taken in order to assure the good circulation of people and their goods. The CNSP announced the closure of the country's land and air borders after the forced resignation of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. They also put a curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. in place. France, Germany, and the United Kingdom have jointly announced that they do not support the United States in seeking to reimpose sanctions on Iran. The three countries reiterated their commitment to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and called for dialogue to address the current issue of Iranian noncompliance with its obligations. The United States withdrew from the JCPOA in 2018, but recently requested to initiate the snapback mechanism, which allows a participant of the deal to seek reimposition of the multilateral sanctions lifted in 2015. A California appeals court has halted an order that would have forced Uber and Lyft to treat their drivers as employees rather than independent contractors. The company said they were unable to comply with the new law that would consider their drivers employees entitled to benefits such as minimum wage, sick pay, and unemployment insurance.